When I walked into the third grade classroom where I volunteer to tutor, a little boy of 8 was pacing around his desk saying, "I don't get it. I just don't get it." He looked for all the world like a middle-aged businessman who had just discovered that his stocks and bonds had crashed. And what was it that 8-year-old Travis didn't get? The distributive property of multiplication, as well as the associative property and the commutative property, all of them were a complete mystery to him. Later that day, I moved into the fourth grade to tutor, where the 9- and 10-year-old students were trying to decipher a poem by Emily Dickinson about a snake in which the word snake never appeared. The assignment was all about figurative language, and children were attempting to find similes or metaphors. Their faces communicated their confusion better than any words could have. Once, when I stuck my head in a kindergarten class in another school, I watched 5- and 6-year-olds writing a 2- or 3-sentence book report, using their own spelling as the words sounded to them. I made out that George Washington Carver was a very smart man who fonded many things to do with a peanut, as written by a minute little girl who chewed on the end of her pencil between words. Nowhere in the room was a sandbox or a doll corner or big building blocks or even an easel with paints and brushes. All had been replaced with tables for writing and computers for research. Finally, as I was checking out from tutoring, I watched preschool 4-year-olds leaving the cafeteria, marching in a line that would have put the Chinese army to shame. There were no smiles or giggles as I greeted them, just solemn little faces trying to keep a very straight line. Driving home that afternoon, I wondered where the joy of learning had gone. Whatever happened to Piaget's research? Didn't we learn that children's brains go through a certain progression, and that until they are about 11 years old, they cannot really understand abstract concepts or even grasp why a straight line is so important? Where is the logic in making 8-year-olds try to understand the properties of multiplication, or 9-year-olds deciphering the use of figurative language? Don't we adults understand that these are subjects for the mature brains of high school or even college students? And what has happened to play and socialization in kindergarten? Why do 5-year-olds have to sit at desks and write reports? Wouldn't they be better off drawing pictures and expressing language in a method that would not give them anxiety and writer's cramp? And the pursuit of high performance in the public schools with the goal of exemplary North Carolina test scores, are we now sacrificing our children to the ideas of those who want every child to somehow become a genius or to develop thinking before their brains are ready? Whatever happened to the pleasures of childhood learning?